Israeli forces and Hamas militants battled, and Palestinian civilians sought what little shelter was available to escape the war. Battles took place in Gaza City in the northern part of the enclave, where Israel focused the initial stage of its campaign to eliminate Hamas, as well as in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, the location of the latest expansion of the war. Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy briefed reporters on the actions taken by the Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, on Thursday.
The IDF continues combat, close-quarter combat, against Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip, including in Khan Yunis, eliminating tunnel shafts and the terrorists operating within them. Our commando forces are conducting raids in Khan Yunis and battling Hamas terrorists. In the north, we have also seen intense fighting between IDF forces and Hamas forces in Jabalia and Shajaiya, which have been completely encircled.
The spokesman also said Israeli Security Cabinet Wednesday approved a plan to allow supplementary fuel deliveries into the region to prevent a humanitarian collapse and the outbreak of epidemics in the southern Gaza Strip. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, called Thursday for another ceasefire between Israel and Hamas to allow meaningful humanitarian aid into Gaza, like the one that ended December 1st. That seven-day pause saw Hamas release some hostages and an increase in humanitarian aid into the region. Grandi said without such a ceasefire, it is unrealistic to think the amount of aid that is needed can get into Gaza.
There is no possibility of doing meaningful humanitarian action, so the risks are very high, and the people are piling up in the little sliver of land between Khan Yunis and the Rafah border. So the risks are very high, but I really hope that all pressures be put in place to go back to that pause, humanitarian pause that we...
This is VOA News. As Senate Republicans blocked the advance of tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance for Ukraine Wednesday, President Joe Biden berated their tactics as stunning and dangerous, and he also signaled an openness to bargain with the lawmakers. Meanwhile, senior fellow at the Washington-based Simpson Center for International Research, Emma Ashford, spoke with VOA about the consequences of a halt or lengthy delay to U.S. funding for Ukraine.
We're already starting to see some impacts from the shortfall in funding. You know, if the funding is not through by mid-January, then the Ukrainians are going to have to start seeking more help from European states and elsewhere, because they will start to be in a much more difficult situation, both on the battlefield but also financially. The government support that we've been providing to Ukraine is a big part of how they're able to keep going.
Ashford said the European Union is facing some of the same issues as the U.S., that is, a growing perception the war has dragged on without any particular progress in the past year. Sierra Leone's former president, Ernest Bai Koroma, has said he stands ready to support an investigation to its fullest after police summoned him for questioning regarding alleged failed coup last month. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Gunmen attacked a military barracks, a prison, and other locations on November 26. Around 2,200 inmates were freed and more than 20 people killed in what authorities later said was an attempt to overthrow the government. Koroma condemned the attacks shortly after they happened. The government said the failed coup had been mostly led by the former president's bodyguards. Thursday's statement said Koroma had been invited to report to the headquarters of the Criminal Investigations Department in Freetown within 24 hours. Koroma said he would honor the invitation. Koroma also called on the public to remain calm. According to Sierra Leone's information minister, 71 people have so far been arrested in the ongoing investigation.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. A Texas judge is hearing arguments in a case involving a pregnant woman's plea for an exception to the state's strict abortion ban. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
31-year-old Kate Cox, a Dallas area mother of two, writes that she is pregnant again and was told the fetus has a fatal condition and could be stillborn or will live no more than a week. Cox is suing the state, asking the court to allow her to end the pain and suffering of this pregnancy for her and the unborn girl. She says her doctor, citing Texas law, won't perform the procedure despite the risk to her health. Texas does allow some exemptions under its abortion ban, but many physicians say it's vaguely worded and they fear potential criminal charges or lawsuits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.